This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
This week, we're looking ahead to 2013. Today, what's to come in technology? Marketplace tech reporter Quina Kim joins us. Good morning, Quina.
Good morning.
So a lot of interesting developments in 2012 in the mobile space, whether it's the battle between Apple and Google for devices or the scramble to make ads mobile. What do you expect in 2013 for mobile?
More mobile.
Got it.
I think what we're going to see in 2013 is a little bit more of the promise of mobile, either, you know, fulfilling its promise or not. We have the war of the devices, right? iPhone versus Google's Android. I think that's going to continue and ramp up. There's also this sort of promise of mobile advertising. Spending is ramped up, but mobile ads still pay less than the ads that you might see on your desktop computer. You've also been hearing a lot about targeting in advertising. You might be walking down a street in downtown LA around noon, and an ad will pop up saying, hey, you know, that restaurant you went to last week has a lunch special. We haven't really quite seen that yet, but I think we'll start seeing more and more of that starting to be fulfilled.
Now, whenever we talk about targeted advertising, privacy concerns come up. What do you expect in 2013 as far as the online privacy issue?
Well, I think that it'll still continue to be a concern, especially as big data and data mining seem to be becoming more and more important, or at least they're huge buzzwords right now. But I think there's a feeling that the government has been letting tech companies off pretty easy. And until that changes, it'll be hard to see that there'll be big, big movements, you know, in terms of privacy. Google, for example, is fined $22.5 million for putting tracking cookies on Safari that allegedly overrode people's privacy settings. Privacy advocates would say $22.5 million is like a drop in the bucket for Google, and it seems to be just the cost of doing business right now.
Let's talk about Microsoft. It made some pretty big moves in 2012 with the Surface tablet, their latest version of Windows on the desktop and for phones. What's ahead for them in 2013?
That's a good question. As you noted, Microsoft's been in the news a lot lately. It came out with its own tablet, the Surface, but sales haven't been as great as analysts would have expected. Their new operating system was supposed to help them become more competitive in phones. That doesn't really seem to be happening, but who knows? These technologies take a little while to sort of ripple out, but right now it doesn't really seem to be having a dent. But again, it's the first iteration, so it could be next year they make a bigger jump.
Okay, Marketplace's tech reporter, Quina Kim, thanks.
Thank you.